The door.
It's the final day of the Pioneer Enlist Executive Plot Tour. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick is at Amenia, North Dakota with this report.
We're at the Pioneer Enlist Executive Plot Tour at Amenia, North Dakota. Jeremy Baumgarten is with us, and Jeremy, as we take a look at the crop locally, everybody's looking to get some moisture, unless maybe you got Larimore in your address, but everybody else seems to be looking for some rain today.
Yeah, that seems to be the talk of the day. Everybody's looking for some rain. You know, it's amazing how the crop is hanging on with the lack of moisture. Where we're at today, we just heard that this vicinity has had an inch and a half of rain since planting. The bean crop looks really good. The corn crop looks good. We're starting to tassel on the corn, and the beans are flowering really, really well for the lack of moisture that we've had compared to most years.
Is it the genetics, or why do you think we're holding in as well as we are?
So I think it's a couple things. Obviously, genetics come into play, and today's genetics are really bred for conditions, and that's helping out a ton, probably a big portion of it. The other thing is I personally believe we're living off of excess moisture from 19 and 20. So if you think about the spring, right, we were really dry right away. The plants were forced to root down, and they are rooted down deeper than we've seen in many, many years. We've been wandering around out here with a soil moisture probe, and in some spots we struggle to get it in, and you go a couple feet away and they'll go in all the way. So that tells you how much subsoil moisture there is, and that those plant roots are fighting to get every last drop they can.
God, just looking in crops in general, we're going to be rolling in some of these wheat fields pretty soon the way it looks.
You know, I talked to a customer yesterday northwest of Valley City. He was combining rye. Talking to a customer here today, he's talking about combining some barley next week. So yeah, the small grains are going to come fast. Unfortunately, we're going to get some really high temperatures, but that is going to advance the small grain harvest. And we'll just continue to pray for rain, and then hopefully it falls on us in a timely manner.
You got her. Jeremy Willis, as we come to you from the Enlist Executive Plot Tour, again, we're at Rush River Seed and Chemical in Amenia, North Dakota. I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.
And Harvest Hotline brought to you by the North Dakota Mill, Beta Seed, and Ag Country Farm Credit.